Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episodes, we're going to be breaking down episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Million Dollar Secret, the hit reality show that features a blend of the traitors, the trust, all in one as competitors are vying for a $1 million cash prize. But before we dive into the most recent batch episodes of Million Dollar Secret, let's talk about the brand new reality TV show coming April the 23rd, Battle Camp. The new series is coming to Netflix with all 10 episodes dropping on April the 23rd. The Netflix reality universe stars are about to enter camp. Some of the most famous faces across the Netflix reality universe are assembling for Battle Camp, a new series that will determine who's the ultimate Netflix reality competitor once and for all. To win a life-changing cash prize, players from past reality shows and docuseries will push themselves to the absolute limit in order to stay another day at camp. They need to be unbeatable in high-octane challenges, unbreakable as they face grueling punishments, and last but certainly not least, unhateable in camp as everyone votes to determine who stays and who goes home. Let's talk about the cast of Battle Camp. The host is going to be former NFL player and co-host of Bustin' with the Boys podcast, Taylor Lewan, as both the coach and camp counselor. In addition to his hosting duties, Lewan will help guide the players through the twists and turns of the game, which includes a giant spinning wheel that decides who must head home empty-handed. Who is competing in this season? All right, let's check out the battle guide. 18 people from the Netflix universe are competing for $250,000. We have Avery from season 1 of The Mole. She is going to be on the show. Big fan of hers. She was great in season 1 of The Mole. Also joining us from Too Hot to Handle season 6, Bree. God, we love Bree on this podcast. I'm very, very excited to see her jump headfirst into this show. She found love. Now, can she win a championship? Who knows? All right, Chase, man, you know what? Chase has got a bad rep, but you know what? At the same time, let's give this guy a chance. Maybe I feel like he's physical. He's a boxer. He does all these things. He was on Too Not to Handle, Perfect Match. Now, he didn't find love, but this guy, big ego. I don't know how people, if it comes down to people liking them, I just don't foresee him doing very well in this show. All right, we have Gabby from Cheer. Very not sure about her, but she looks like she's going to be a fierce competitor for sure. And Team Yellow, it looks like Georgia. Too Hot to Handle season 3, Perfect Match season 1. It's going to be interesting to see what she does on this show. Obviously, she won, right? She won Perfect Match, right? Season 1, I think it was, right? I think it was. All right. Gio, this is the one I'm so excited about. Gio from Selling the OC is on the show. And I love how he joked. He said to be the resident senior amongst his fellow campers. That's hilarious to me. I don't know why he needs to be on the show, but I love the fact that he went on there because he definitely doesn't need the money. And that might actually be something held against him, if we're going to be honest, right? He's the one selling, you know, houses, multi-million dollar houses out here. Irina, could we have a redemption arc for Irina? A lot of people didn't like from season 4. I liked Irina. I've always liked Irina. Excited to see what she brings to the table. Kyle from the Circle season 6. I'm excited about him being on here. I feel like he's going to be a fierce competitor. I think that he has every opportunity of winning the show, period. I mean, just look at him. He's built, ready for it. Lexi from The Ultimatum. I was a fan of her, too. I don't feel like she wasn't, she successfully locked down a partner. Now she's going to different kind of end game, the grand prize. I like that. Lorenzo, Squid Game, the challenge season 1. He might not have won the season 1 of that, but we definitely see him in this episode or show. Louis, look, there's certain guys in the universe that it's like, man, do we have to see this guy again? Louis, put him on every show. I love him. He's entertaining. He's hilarious. I'm so excited. So excited to see what this guy has to bring to the table. Morgan, Cheer. I don't really know a whole lot about her from Cheer, but you know what? Let's bring it on. You know what I mean? Nick, another one. Nice little Netflix reality universe. You can't have a show without him on it, right? You know what I mean? We had The Circle. We had Perfect Match Season 1. Now Nick's back. Nick's in much better shape than he was when he was on The Circle. Dude is ripped to shreds now. Ripped to shreds. All right, we also have Polly from Selling OC. I mean, she's got an attitude. I'm going to be interested to see how she kind of mixes and mingles with people because she's a little sassy. You know what I mean? So I can't wait to see what she brings to the table here. All right, QT, Corey Taylor from The Circle Season 6. Who didn't love Corey Taylor? Like, honestly, everybody did. She's fantastic. I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for her big time. Shuby from The Circle Season 1 and Season 5 is bringing his A game. I don't know how he fits into this show, but I love the fact that he's on it. That's all I've got to say about that. All right, Tony from The Mole Season 1. You know, maybe he'll, you know, will this guy fall in love in the first 5 minutes of the episodes? Who knows? There's some good-looking women on the show. But nonetheless, Tony would be a fierce competitor. He's built like a house, so I can only see that he's going to be great in this competition. Trey, mama's boy, right? He's the mama's boy, right? Was he the one with the mom on the Squid Game, the challenge? I think so. Am I wrong with that? I don't know if I'm wrong with that. That being said, let's see what we got here. Trey's the last one. Okay, Trey's the last one. All right, 18 competitors. Who do you think is going to take home the prize for Battle Camp Season 1? I'm interested in this show. I'm not exactly enamored with the idea that they're airing all of these episodes at one time. I want to be able to dissect some stuff. You know what I mean? Let me take a peek at some of the show before you just throw me to the wolves. And, you know, let me get like a 3-episode thing. Like we're doing with the Million Dollar Secret. You got 3 episodes, 3 episodes, 2 episodes. I like the weekly breakdown, especially when it comes to the world of reality TV. Vanderpump Villa is coming out here sometime in April. That's dropping all at once. Not a big fan of that. The Got to Get Out, which is dropping on Hulu, dropping all 10 episodes at once. Like, I'm trying to sit down, enjoy these shows. Give me 3 episodes per week, you know, until we get to the finale or something. I don't love the idea of dropping all 10 at once. Those have got to rush it. You got to rush all the episodes all at one time. But Battle Camp, April 23rd, Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, let's go ahead and dive into episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Million Dollar Secret. Harry, Se-young, and Lauren are all gone from the show. And now we are on to the remaining 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 people. And of course, the millionaire and the last batch was narrowed down to Phil, Sydney, and Corey because of how things unfolded in the first batch. The three have their backs against the wall, including Phil, who actually has the briefcase. Phil's secret agenda requires him to be persuasive while continuing to fly under the radar. He must get 2 people to scream before the winners are announced later. If he's able to complete that, he will get to move. He would get the money moved, but he has to survive elimination first. Phil is trying to figure. This was slick. This was straight slick in how he did this. I was very, very impressed in his ability to really get these people to kind of scream out loud and say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing here. You know what I mean? Like it really impressed me that he was able to navigate this the way that he did. And he basically what he did was he got everybody together. And he was like, let's all scream together. And they screamed off the perch. It was crazy. All right. Let's see here. It's game time. Split up between 3 teams. Sydney, Phil, and Kyle. Jamie, Sam, and Chris. Lydia, Corey, and Kara are on teams. Let's see here. He needs a frisk with a correct mix of whiskey and ice. 2 people will travel by boat to get the whiskey while the other person will fly to a glacier to get the ice. The fastest team will get the clue. Corey plans to try to put suspicion on Sydney to get it off of him, obviously. And Phil and Kyle are the first to get to the next phase of the whiskey. This was interesting. I love the dynamic here because you would have to siphon the whiskey out of the thing in order to fill up the whiskey bottle. But like you had to like tap, like you know how you like tap your drink and it fills up the straw and then you pour it into a cup or like you would pour it into your mouth or whatever. He was doing that. However, Kyle was smart and started drinking. He was drinking the liquor and then like kind of like spitting it out into this thing, which is kind of weird because our host drank it later. So I don't really know like if somebody forewarned him of what he was doing. Now I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't really know backwash situation, but hopefully nobody got sick in this. Sydney completely fell and busted her ass, which was kind of funny to watch. Sydney complete the mission with the ice. The possibility of them getting the info wrong means none of the other team should give up. However, our host Peter took a sip of Kyle, Phil, and Sydney's drink, and they won the competition. I wrote this. I was like, was that with backwash? Definitely interesting. All right, Corey was throwing Sydney under the bus. Oh, I skipped ahead a little bit. Phil got everybody to scream out loud out of frustration, not figuring out any clues. How when everyone else is not partaking in the scream was suspicious of the scream. They're like, whoever decided to do the screaming thing has come to the front of our radar because that could be what your agenda is. So it was kind of like, damn, he did it. But then I was like, man, you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Kyle was filming a scene during an interview and was like, oh, okay. Now Phil just needs to make it through elimination. Sydney plans to use her good looks to reel Chris to use that to her advantage. Chris rambles over and over and he is smitten. What is up with guys on these shows that just cannot? Tony from The Mole. It was the guy on The Trust, too. There's a guy on The Trust that fell smitten by the girl on The Trust too. And it was just like, come on, man, use your brain, bro. Kyle, Phil, Sydney are heading into the trophy room. Phil and Sydney both agree that they are on the hot seat. So they let Kyle be the person to hear the clue. The clue is the millionaire completed their agenda and their agenda was inspired by a very popular horror film. Duh, Scream. Sydney said she's never seen a horror movie. Hockey mask equals Nightmare on Elm Street. I about died laughing. Someone said Scream. Sam begins to chuckle, and Kara is convinced that it is the millionaire is in fact Phil. Chris, Corey, and Kyle are mucking it up, but they are trying to figure out their next move. Lydia and Kara are sitting with Phil, trying to decipher what horror movie it is, even though they know. Lydia pitches a plan to eliminate Sydney to get out a game player. I like this move. Corey and Chris both said it's Phil. Phil said it's Sam's idea. Phil pitches the idea of keeping the millionaire in the game helps the team by getting rid of a stronger player. We move to the next episode. And they got Phil, man. Poor Phil. Poor Phil. I liked Phil. You know, I thought he was a good competitor. I thought he was worthy of being on the show. But RIP, Phil. We're now down to 8, folks. We got to get rid of people anyway. They didn't reveal the vote this time, which is kind of annoying. They've been revealing who voted for who, and I really like that dynamic of the show, but we didn't see the vote this time. The new holder of the $1 million is Sam. Oh, shit. I have a love-hate relationship with Sam right now. One moment, I'm like, man, I really like her. Next minute, I'm like, she annoys me. The next minute, I'm like, she's a great game player. But here we go. If she completes her agenda, only her vote will count at tonight's elimination. What a huge opportunity that is. Huge opportunity. She will need to approach 3 guests and say, can you hear that ringing sound? One of them must say yes. If she fails, there will be 3 extra votes against her tonight. This is one of the most vital agendas that we've had so far, since it has such a lasting impact. 3 votes against you is already like, with only 8 people left, you could go home and not even like be on the conversation block. Everyone's kind of a little suspicious of Sam's low energy after she was like very vibrant. Like the way you're changing your gameplay makes no sense to me. Act the same exact way as when you start to when you finish the game, right? That to me is where the dynamic folds. Team A, Sam, Kyle, Chris, Jamie. Team B, Corey, Sydney, Lydia, and Kara. The game, the goal is hide in plain sight. They will choose an animal mask. They will have to guess who's behind the mask. They must shoot with a color-filled balloon and hit them. Shooter for Chris for Team A, Sydney for Team B, who apparently is from Alaska and has experience. Lydia is trying to throw the challenge, which, again,
one of my favorite things.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I love a game player. Lydia is a game player. Like, damn, game player. Blew my mind how much of a game player she is. Sydney kept missing. Sydney is telling Lydia to just adjust it over and over again. 12 misses later, she finally hits it. While Peter's watching this, I love his reactions. He makes a great host because of his facial expressions of watching them fail miserably in these competitions. It's really, really, really good. Like, I've really enjoyed him as a host of the show. So what happens is, let's see here. Peter looks on. What's happening? Sam screams, of course. And then, of course, Sydney does it. And then Chris nails it like super fast. Like nails it super fast. And Sam goes, "Do you hear that ring, Jamie?" I go, "I hear that ring." And she goes, bam. Somebody's like, "Yeah, I hear that." Like everybody's like, "Yeah, I hear that ring. I hear that ring." Boom. Now she's going to eliminate somebody. Ball's in her court. She is in charge now. Chris, Kyle, Jamie, and Sam are picking someone and getting a clue. Jamie is picked. The clue is the millionaire is lying about their profession. Jamie has an interesting strategy here. And you know what? I haven't really looked at Jamie outside of her, you know, whatever her spirits are telling her. But my spirit here was telling me that Jamie made her first great gameplay of this game. Instead of going back and just revealing what was asked or what the clue was, she goes back and says, "Everybody tell me what they love about their profession." And everybody was like, "What? Why? What? What are we talking about? What are we doing? What? That doesn't make any sense." It was brilliant. This was a brilliant gameplay. This was absolutely just a fantastic gameplay. I love the move. She was great for this, and I highly, like, it was just impressive because obviously you wither away, you figure out, oh, you get the body language. What do you really like about your job? So you can see that, right? For some reason, Sydney reveals that she lied about her job. I don't understand the point of this. I don't understand. I didn't understand why she decided that she was going to have to tell everybody. For some reason, Sydney reveals that she lied about her job. This was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. What was the point? This is like Lauren revealing she was the millionaire. Would have never done it. We get a back and forth at the table about Sydney lying about her profession. Sydney tries to cry. Chris leans heavily into it. They're holding each other's hands. Sydney says she's suspicious of Kara because she would want to cook. Why would she want to cook all day since she works at In-N-Out? And then says Lydia is a dangerous player. Peter said the votes are in. However, the reward for the millionaire was a kill shot. And they got to choose who went home tonight. Sam knocked out Lydia. Now, let me explain something. Through 5 episodes, this was by far the most strategic I have seen anybody play in this game yet. It was magnificent. Lydia is a gamer. Lydia calls out Jamie for saying she's pretentious. She said, "Sam, I hope you make it to the end." She reveals that she isn't in escrow and is a Texas Hold'em player. Now, what's great about this is she's obviously not the millionaire, but she lied about her job. So who else is lying about their job? Everybody could be lying, right? This is an all-time great player because it threw the scent off Sam because Lydia was her buddy. Brilliant. So we showed the votes were revealed. Sydney would have went home. Kara, Corey, Kyle, and Lydia voted for her, while Sam, Sydney, and Jamie voted for Lydia, and Chris voted for Sam. Sam chooses. Oh, hang on one second. Let me cross out here. Sorry, Lydia. We got to cross you off our list here. Then there was seven. Sam. So everybody's asking who everybody voted for. Sam chooses her because Sydney said Lydia's name. Sydney says she voted for Kara when she voted for Lydia, which is, you know, interesting. Jamie's acting all crazy. Sad panda because Lydia said bad things about her on the way out the door. Kyle said Lydia going home don't look good for her. Okay, Jamie. Chris still thinks that Sam is a millionaire. Peter sits down with Sam if she completes her next agenda. Two votes in favor of her. If she doesn't, she will start one vote against her. She has to get three people to say Justin Timberlake with the song titles or lyrics. Jamie is starting to crack under pressure because Sam doesn't want to Sam doesn't want to interrupt her because of her agenda. Chris reveals that he voted for Sydney when actuality, we know he voted for Sam. Why would he lie? This didn't make any sense to me either. Chris is making bonehead mistake after bonehead mistake after bonehead mistake. She said she is done with him. Corey said to Chris that his name is coming out. And Corey said the only reason she is here is because of him. Here we go. With the self-righteous acts of this is all about me, all about me, all about me. I did this, I did that. I did this, I did that. Come on, man. Nobody wants to hear this bullshit. You're so full of it, dude. This irritated me. I hate when they do this. They like just, it's such a man thing to do. All right, activity time. Yuck or yum. Team A, Kara, Sam, Corey, Chris. Team B, Jamie, Kyle, Sydney. They all have to eat an entire plate of food. They must determine if they're eating the good food or the bad food. For every team to get a correct answer, they get a point. First team to 4 points wins. Kyle goes first. It's tea. There's maca tea with wasabi or the regular one. He picked the regular one. Kyle doesn't know what wasabi tastes like, which is hilarious. 1 point for team A. Corey fooled them, so 2 points for team A now. Milk chocolate. It was milk chocolate brownie. But there's like mudfish and sausage. That sounds disgusting. Ugh. Team for point B. So it's 2-1. Chris turned over the plate and it said yuck, showing them the plate at the bottom. He's a freaking idiot. Corey thinks that it could be part of the agenda of him clipping the plate, of him showing the plate. So that's like, that's actually brilliant. Like the way that Corey was watching this gameplay, I question some of the gameplays of everybody here, but there's certain moments where I'm like, damn, this is a great play. This was one of them. It's 2-2 now. Red Velvet, haggis, and pickled herring. That sounds gross. Heart liver and lung sheet. Like, it's just all this shit sound absolutely disgusting. Like, it was just, ugh, gross to me. All right. Team A? Team A wins. Sam, Corey, Kara, and Chris will head to the trophy room. Jamie's being called out. She's getting a little hostile about it. Corey calls her out for being so defensive. Again, Lydia being eliminated did nothing but point the finger to Jamie. Like, that's 100% what it did. Sam got Kara to say Justin Timberlake. Chris is pleading with Sydney about voting, and he breaks down. He's lying through his teeth. Sydney is now suspicious of Chris. Again, I don't understand what he had to gain by telling her. I don't. It just doesn't make any sense to me what he gained by telling her what it was. Sorry to take a drink of water, guys. I don't understand what part of it, like, it doesn't make any sense to me why he had to tell her. Sam's next mission is Jamie. Boom. Gets it. Sam, Corey, Kara, and Chris must decide who to get the info. Everybody picks Corey since he was honest the last time. He will get to open one of the losing players' boxes. So Sydney, Jamie, and Kyle are the names that he mentioned. He picked Jamie. And of course, it's empty. Peter says he has a surprise for him. He gives him another task, a secret agenda of his own. If he completes it, the money will move to another box. If he fails, he will have two votes added to his elimination. Before the elimination, he has to get the team to use 911, misdemeanor, or handcuffs. So, obviously, Sam completed her agenda and got an extra vote. Corey reveals there was no money in Jamie's box. He said the clue was 911, misdemeanor, and handcuffs. This was brilliant. Again, I love watching the strategy of these players actually unfold and them doing what they should be doing. Play the game right. So instead of revealing, hey, I want to come back and say his team, you know, instead of saying, 911 misdemeanor handcuffs. No, the clue was 911 misdemeanor handcuffs. And he got them to repeat it back and did it that fast. I mean, this was brilliant. Again, I'm seeing great gameplay from Corey. I'm seeing great gameplay by Samantha. And I'm seeing great gameplay. Is that it right now? Jamie had a great gameplay. She had a great live. Jamie had one as well. So the people are starting to use things to their advantage. Obviously, $1 million on the line. We're going to be doing this. And then, of course, Kyle, Carr, and Sam was like, someone arrested or someone a cop? Sam brought up that she had a friend was a cop, so Chris, Corey, and Sydney figured out that Sam might have been lying. While Sam and Kara come over and said, it's Chris is a cop. Sydney said, Chris told me what I love you, Corey said. And she said, I'm not here for that. What? That was hilarious. Let me rephrase that, okay? Sydney went to tell a story about what Chris said, and Corey said, what? I love you? And she said, I'm not here for that, was her response. I died laughing. So it's down to Chris and Sam as the suspects. Peter announces there's a single vote that counts as two tonight. Sydney said there are two names that come up. It's Sam and Chris. Chris gets defensive. Sam fights back. Carr says Chris. Peter asks Sydney if their relationship is better. Chris interrupted him and said, maybe let Sydney speak, you piece of crap. Chris is crying. The person they eliminate is Chris. So thankful they got rid of this guy. I think half the people knew that he wasn't even the fucking person. And they're like, screw it. So we're down to what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people? Six. Six are left. Peter announces someone else was given a second agenda, and the reward was moving the money randomly if they survived the vote, and they did. Oh, I love that so much. And now the money is moving. However, if they fate and chance it, means the money could end up back in your box. Sam had two votes. Kara, Corey, and Sydney voted for Chris. Her double vote mattered here. Chris, Jamie, and Kyle voted for Sam. Post-voting, Sam and Kyle get into it. This was, I'm telling you, man, I am really, really liking this show. I'm really, really liking it. And we're down to the final six. All right. $1 million secret. Who is going to win the money? Here is how I rank the final six. I put final six votes. I think Corey's number one right now. Okay. I think Corey's playing a very strategic game. I think there might be some things about his game that we're not seeing unfold right now. I got Corey number one. I've got Samantha number two. I just like the way she played what she did with the money. I thought she was fantastic. I know there was suspicious on her, but now that the money's moving, we don't know where it's going to go. I love the way she's played the game. I love that she's the best person so far that had the money and played the game well. Three, and the gameplay of eliminating Lydia puts her above the rest as well. Coming into number three, I got to go Sydney. And I know that's a controversial call, but she has had her back against the wall and has snuck out of it every single time. And the way she deflected it from her to Chris was brilliant. Coming number four, I have to go Jamie. And basically strategically just off of how she relayed the secret. That was fantastic. Then Kara at number five. And that to me is hard because she's played a good game early on, but this batch, I don't feel like it was as strong as she did in the first batch. And Kyle and last, just based on the strength of everybody else. Who do you think is going to win $1 million secret? We have two episodes that remain. We're going to find out who wins this show. I'm very, very excited. I really, really enjoy the show. This is definitely, I saw Jess from Love is Blind and Perfect Match say that if they have a celebrity edition, she would love to go on it. I would love that. I think that would be a fantastic season of this show. I feel like they are starting to find different versions of reality TV on Netflix that don't have to be love-based, and they're going to make a universe. Like I said from the beginning, they need a challenge-like universe where they have different things that other people can go on these shows that aren't love-based, that fans can root for these people that they like and pick it up. We have Battle Camp coming. I think you have this show that you're going to bring new people over to the other shows and maybe even bring them into shows like this. So I like this show a lot. I'm a big fan of it. Folks, who's winning the $1 million secret? Let me know in the comments below. We'll be back next week to break down the finale.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.